Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of. Right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, at 4:30, it's time for a Donnie Football Debrief. It is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Got some interesting calls so far this hour. They came your way on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. This is not the debrief music because Donnie is in Ocean City and we have no idea where the hell he put it. And we have Sean Myers filling in admirably today.
For the last time, probably, after this fumbling.
No, it's fine.
You ready for the debrief, sir?
I am, yes. You can keep the music going.
Okay. So, over the weekend, it was announced that the Atlanta Falcons will be forfeiting a fifth-round pick in the 2025 draft. They're also going to pay a $250,000 fine. This, of course, was after an investigation for tampering, and they deemed that it was improper contact with three free agents at the time. Kirk Cousins, everyone knew that, Darnell Mooney, and Charlie Warner. In contrast, the Eagles will not be penalized after it's investigated that there was no improper contact, or at least no evidence of such, with Saquon Barkley, despite some comments from James Franklin in terms of Howie Roseman speaking directly with Barkley as opposed to the agent, which is the...
Wait, Franklin got himself embroiled in that controversy?
Franklin was in the middle of it because he apparently had said something kind of off the cuff that Saquon had heard from Howie Roseman about something and...
And it was before that legal tampering period.
Yes.
I'll leave it to James to step in it.
So, ultimately, a fifth-round pick, I mean, that's not the most punitive, but it is somewhat significant. The money probably really isn't that consequential, $250,000. What is your take on penalizing teams for basically doing what everyone does anyway, but simply for the Falcons being caught
for? Well, okay, so here's the thing about that. If you're telling me that I got a head start on negotiations with Kirk Cousins, a franchise quarterback for a team that has been without a quarterback since Matt Ryan fell apart. And in order to gauge what he wants and to understand what he wants and to get a leg up on the other teams that are interested in him, all I'm going to lose is a fifth round pick. I would make that trade 100 times. So if the NFL is really serious about this and they feel like the Atlanta did something that went beyond what other teams do to sign players before free agency officially starts, then they should come up with a more serious punishment. Because to me, nothing about this punishment curbs behavior whatsoever.
There was something involving the Dolphins and Tom Brady not that long ago as well, right?
Yeah, they lost, I think, a second round pick because of that.
Which that is pretty significant.
I think I agree, and they didn't even get Brady. So that was a double whammy. You didn't get the player you tampered with, and you ended up losing a pick that was a second-round pick should end up being a starter on your team someday.
They have this legal tampering period.
Yep.
Should they just change it altogether where you don't have to, you're allowed to contact directly, you know, because obviously there's loopholes to it, like we talked about with Franklin saying Saquon was contacted with Howie Roseman and not his agent, so on and so forth. Should they just make it more cut and dry because we know obviously what's going on here?
I think all tampering should be legal. I think GMs should be allowed to talk to agents year-round. Because to pretend otherwise is ridiculous.
And you talked about this with Ayuk.
Yes.
The Steelers technically would not be able to talk about an extension.
But they could do it in a way where they weren't talking about him, but you could reasonably conclude that that's what they were doing. And that's the kind of silliness that takes place because of the rules that we have here. To me, that's why agents exist. That middleman gives you cover, and instead of, you know, getting a player involved, he's paying someone to handle the business aspect of his career. And I think we've seen the business of football never stops. So if a GM wants to talk to an agent about a player on another team in the middle of the season, I don't know why we should crack down on that. You know, I don't. Who is that hurting?
Yeah, that's my point. I don't understand why this needs to be in place anyway.
It's like you mentioned, it's such a hard thing to police because we just all assume that these teams are doing it anyways. So why even have a rule or law that we have to enforce?
I'm with you. And truthfully, I mean, we're kind of seeing this is happening in college football. Obviously, it's a little bit different there.
Right.
But, man, everyone is getting contacted illegally by other coaches, even when they're not in the transfer pool.
How do you think Pitt lost Jordan Addison to USC? Exactly. You think that conversation started the day the transfer portal window opened up?
Not exactly.
Yeah.
So. Tampering at every level constantly would be my suggestion.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We are looking at 94 degrees. I love 94 degrees. I would take 94 degrees every day.
Doing what in 94 degrees, though? Would you hoop?
I thrive in these conditions. I love hot. My wife is the exact opposite. She wants to turn the AC on and get like each room to 65 degrees at night. She wants to turn it into a chilly situation. I hate it. I prefer to be hot than
Does she use like a lot of blankets when she sleeps?
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
She just likes cooler temperatures. I'm perfectly fine and comfortable sweating, if that makes sense.
You probably wouldn't be the only person at this station who sweats quite a bit.
Some people hate sweating. I think it's great. I'm all for it. Getting those toxins out of your system and whatnot. I presume you're losing weight when you're sweating. No?
Yeah, no. I mean, if you sweat too much, you might pass out. But yeah.
You rehydrate yourself in a reasonable way. Okay. Coming up next, Paul Skeens going to pitch at PNC Park. Got moved back to tonight, 2 hours from now. Let's get into Skeens and how much you're paying attention and caring and if you're on the bandwagon or not. 412-928-9370. First, before we do that, I'm going to tell you guys about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official betting partner of the NBA. And we've got a game 5 tonight between the Mavericks and Heat. Did not really see that coming. And so that's one thing you can bet on. Also, tomorrow on FanDuel, it is a dinger night. It is a Tuesday. That means it's Dinger Tuesday. So that means you sign up on FanDuel, and then you just bet on your favorite player to hit a home run. And FanDuel is going to give you $5 in bonus bets for every homer during that game. So we've got Pirates and Reds. You could bet the Cruises, O'Neill, the Reds Cruise, De La Cruz. And if they hit home runs, you get the money. If they don't, if Rowdy does or a guy in the Reds lineup, you get $5 for every one of those homers in bonus bets. FanDuel.com/Andrew to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. FanDuel.com/Andrew, 21 plus present NPA. Bonus issued is now eligible bonus bets. That expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Our
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.